since they wanna know. Since they wanna know. I said since they wanna know. Here's the formula on O, now let's go.
Alright, here we go. What up? It is T-Business here. We're open for business. Welcome. Debut episode. Thank you so much for joining for the first go around. I can't say that enough. But first things first, what are we doing here? What is open for business? Why is there a number four between the open and business? Folks, open for business, it's a comedy podcast. It's a stand-up comedy podcast. The number four, well, you know, maybe we're going to get to that down the road, but you better stay tuned. So I myself, Tim Mahoney, the business, biz, business of which is T, T business, whichever the preference, I'm looking to get back into the stand-up comedy game. I want you to be along for that journey. Now, when I say I'm looking to get back in the stand-up game, it's not one that I particularly took part in. I would say, if you know, it equated to like Major League Baseball, I got to like run the bases before the game, that sort of deal. Maybe a handful of times, two that I felt were legit, none of which worked, you know, then that's to say the least. But anywho, here we are. And what I am trying to accomplish is bringing on a guest each week, guest acquaintance, you know, somebody from the Better Business Bureau is who we're going to call them, decent cast of characters that I'll be able to bounce ideas off of, see, you know, what could potentially work, what they don't think is going to work, and try to get different sensibilities in the game and, you know, bring those to an open mic performance directly, whether it be within an hour, a day. I want it to be somewhat fresh as to keep this as organic as possible. And, you know, we'll see what happens from there. But I'm going to have the material ready. I'll pitch jokes, bits, stories, etc., perform the jokes, record the set, bring the recording back into the pod, and then we're going to break it down from there. And I know it's going to be funny just from that perspective, because no matter how bad I do at the mic, at least I can make fun of myself, you know, back here in the studio, the old lab, my living room. And St. Patrick's Day release, so we got that going for us. I am of Irish descent. You know, I figured why not? I've been told my entire life I was 100% Irish, but I found out, you know, my grandpa preached for years that we were a little bit English. Got the ancestry test last week, and lo and behold, a little bit English. So I'm about 97% Irish, 3% English, American through and through. But happy St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully everyone's having a great time, and just crazy world we live in nowadays, and might as well laugh. So I figure, why not now? And that said, what we're going to do here is bring on the first guest, the inaugural. It's Wizard of Boz, Bozman. You know, we'll allude to this, but went to high school with the guy, college, played volleyball. Good dude, oblivious to a lot, but also very smart. So I thought that was a pretty solid, you know, first choice, and I'm sure he's going to be back soon. But here is me and the Wizard of Boz. I'm going to pitch him jokes, and we'll see how they take from there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the first inaugural guest / co-host for the Opened for Business podcast, we have the Wizard of Boz. Boz, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Pleasure to be here.
I can't appreciate it enough. You know, you want people to do these things on a rotating basis, and you know, first you want to be sure that they are willing and can, given our lives are a little bit busy nowadays. However, you also want to make sure that they're somewhat interesting and not an incredible bore. I'm not trying to have you tank the ship the first go around.
First time for everything.
So as I had alluded to before I hit the record button, I did a bit of a poll between, you know, some of the friends that, you know, we share and such. And I mean, you go way back, high school, college, volleyball, so on and so forth, friends for a long time. And a lot of folks kept bringing your name up. And now they did so, I don't think out of any pity by any means, but I think the fact that I heard a few times that you might be oblivious coming into the situation, and those opinions were proven correct as soon as you walked into the door. Did you know why you were here today?
Not entirely, no. I had a couple questions on what direction this was going. So I kind of, you know, without showing my cards, asked one question.
Well, you said sports.
I just wanted to know if you were talking sports, and I thought that was the general consensus.
Yeah, you were thinking we were trying to rehash Tutty Time here and get the Fantasy Football Weekly podcast going.
Yeah, well, not just that, just in general sports.
Understood.
And that wouldn't be me.
All right, but I did give you a little bit of a gist on why we are here, and right. now you know.
Let's rock.
And yeah, you're ready to go. Like, thank you again. But so tonight, the idea is I'm going to be just pitching you the jokes, bits, screenplay ideas, whatever. And we're going to see how they play at an open mic. Now, this, I wanted to keep it as organic as possible, and this open mic is literally in like an hour. So this is perfect.
Nice.
You know, I kind of get to work through it. It's not a tight set by any means, but we'll see how it goes, you know? Okay. So tonight, I don't know if I already mentioned, but it's at Joke at the Oak, the Irish Oak. It's at 3511 North Clark Street in Chicago, right down the street from glorious Wrigley Field. We are going on at 7. I don't know exactly when I'm going to do my set because this is the whole sign-up sheet deal, but we'll see what we can. It'll be fun. I haven't done this in years, and kind of forcing some accountability, bringing, you know, someone such as yourself.
Definitely, along, you're doing this. Yeah.
To help me actually hash out these ideas, whether they be good or bad. And then after this is done, we'll break it down one way or the other.
Nice.
All right. So first thing is I'm thinking is like, all right, this is an open mic. It's at a bar. It's pretty common here in Chicago. However, you know, doing stand up in a bar, especially a bar that I have frequented throughout the years, could give back some like little flashbacks of anxiety and such, right? You know, sure. You drink too much, you have the Sunday scaries,
right?
That whole thing.
Yeah.
So we go, I want to kind of start that off, and I'm going to try to tie this all in. I got 5 minutes. We'll see. It's not a ton to work with, but I'm going to go off the bat and saying like, oh man, doing jokes here. Well, I've definitely had one too many at this place. Like, you know, can bring in some flashback induced anxiety before taking the first mic and first time in 3 years. What do you think about that as an opener? I mean, that's not going to be verbatim. Obviously I'm going to try to make all this funnier, but I want to be like, oh, blacked out here a few times, but I also don't want to be too over the top.
Well, what I would do is I like that. I would point to a location in the bar and say, I remember that spot, and point to like a corner.
Right. Maybe right where some guy's sitting where like the. Right.
And be like, I blacked out so hard and I puked all, or, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And draw them in through a location.
Okay. I'm seriously writing that down right now. That's a perfect idea. And plus, if I target where the most people are congregating,
sure,
that looks like they're having the most fun, like, then I might get some laughs.
Right.
Oh boy. I don't know if I would sit there if I were you.
Sure. I've had that experience before.
And that gets everyone engaged.
Then they all look.
Right. Now they're over there, and now everyone's like, what's going on?
Perfect.
What happened there?
Perfect. And then you just keep rolling.
And just try. I mean, I'll try to wing it, but I probably will have a flashback when I see a spurting spot in the bar. So I'm going
to
use this
angle. That's up to you.
So here we go. That's a perfect example of why I do this.
Perfect.
We got to bounce all the ideas, you know, see what can work in this setting and you know, with your buddies and whatnot. And I very much understand, like, what's funny with your friends and just being funny in general doesn't translate to stage. So with that said, that's why I want to at least, you know, see what you think would work and then see what actually works, so I can either even blame you or
you got it on
take
record.
Full credit.
You got a record.
So, all right. There we go. Good start. And I'm going to do something along those lines now. And I have to hit on anxiety because that's going to come back into play. I was playing in that NBA Jam tournament a couple weekends ago. I actually ended up crashing on your couch, which I'll get to. But, you know, I play in that tournament. So I want to just talk about like the anxieties I had and just playing in such tournament. But more importantly, this is going to build to the anxieties I had a little bit later in the night.
Sure.
Okay. And now I know you're a little bit familiar with this story because you were somewhat involved. But I played in that NBA Jam tournament, had a ton of fun, you know, like I'm 36 years old. I might try to hit that as a beat.
Sure, and that's your game. I mean, that's right. In the wheelhouse.
It's going to be timing, all that. But now, the tournament, you know, it's amazing as it sounds. It's all on the original Sega Genesis. The very smooth event. A lot of fun. It was a Barstool event. Those guys always do an awesome time. I get a little bit excited, though, and I try to give it a bit of the old college try, where, I mean, you're surrounded by very much 20-somethings, and that's just not the game. Up. That's not the game we're playing anymore.
No. We were the best when we were around at that time.
But I get excited, and I got Baker McGee with 10 me.
10 years ago.
And, you know, so he's always fun. And we're going along. The day's great. I'll cut to the chase. We win the first series. It was exhilarating fashion. You know, game three overtime. But, and this is not something I can tell on the stage. You know, I'm not looking to tell the little intricacies of the day.
Sure.
But what did happen is my brain stopped working midway, probably through the second round. And from there, we had a 7-point lead, what have you, and that just went right away. I mean, full court shots, buttons started getting confused. Something misfired. So
you could smell the win?
I could smell the win, but and that's not even what we're talking about. Like, I'm trying to, like, I'm going to frame this into something I'm going to present.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit on those beats. The tournament, it was great. Tried to drink too much. Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
Sure.
Hopefully get a couple laughs, you know, Wednesday night. Should be all right. Hopefully people are out there wanting to laugh. I mean, in this day and age.
I hope.
But the consequences that come with such a day where I do get a little bit overexcited. And, you know, coming back to the anxiety issue is I woke up on your couch.
You did.
To about 15 unanswered calls, 5 voicemails, 30 text messages, and it was just like, oh, my God. So I want to bring the crowd back into that.
Yeah.
Like, the next thing I know, oh, boy, you know, like, time so what go. Do you think? I mean, just expunge. Say whatever you want.
Well, I think what happened was is you were playing competitively. You were getting it done. And I think at some point at that exact moment, you just blacked out.
Yeah, it was
and everything just fell apart from there.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone blacks out, and there's a point when you black out.
And the thing about getting older is what I have gotten good at over the years, and now this is more just conversational. I do know when to leave, and it turns out everything worked out just as I thought it would have, or as it did, I should say. But, I mean, just waking up to those text messages being like, oh, fuck, and not knowing what the hell the deal was. Not exciting. I was not in the good state of mind for like a number of days.
No, very humbling, I would think.
Very humbling.
Yeah.
But then you're also like, did I make an ass out of myself at the event? I had some friends working the thing that, you know, trying to do their duty and be in the limelight. Like, did I do anything bad? Yeah. But I didn't. Everything worked out just as I thought. Perfect. We actually left at the appropriate time, went back to your place. I passed on the couch.
Immediately.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to work the NBA Jam thing in, just in having the anxiety of waking up to those text messages. But I'm going to need some kind of like,
I mean,
punchline.
I would loop it all in together. Be like, I tried to play in a tournament with 20-year-olds and I woke up on my buddy's couch with no coat, 50 emails, 10 texts. That's my story, or something along the lines.
I want to hit it. It's beats. Everything's
just
beats.
Swoop. Is it like, you know what I mean? Is anyone, you know, I'm not pro, but it would be something like,
oh, I know you're not. No. I'm not
like
a pro,
you know,
either.
Something
I mean,
relating to that where, like, you know, you're having fun and then you wake up, it's the next fucking day.
Yeah, just that, oh no. Like, and at this age, fuck? It's like, holy shit.
Right.
Not appropriate.
Sure.
And everything was fine. I was absolutely responsible.
Right.
I went to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically just,
and everything worked out. I contacted my wife immediately and I got back safe.
Yeah.
And my wife, speaking of, she'll be in the audience tonight, so I could play that a little bit. Hey, there
nice.
She is.
Right there.
There we go. That'll get some love,
too. Probably would have slept till, you know, Sunday.
Just thinking sympathy laughs.
If she didn't hit me up. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you swing that in. I mean, it's a good one. But, yeah, it's like you said, it's like a little choppy.
It's choppy. That's why I'm like, I'm going to keep
getting
down to
beats. There's a bunch of punchlines in there.
I'm not going to tell the story of the day.
Right.
like, people don't want to hear that.
No.
You know?
No.
But I'm just going to be like, oh, yo, speaking of, played an NBA Jam tournament ago, like, a few weekends ago. Sure. I'm 36.
Right. I'm looking around. Everybody's right, 20-something.
Like, it was amazing. That, you
know, right.
And just do that. And then, like, the setup is, like, brain stops working. We lose. Definitely not the worst part of the night or something, you know? I'll figure it out, but... And then I want to loop that into like, oh, well, guess what? Start a podcast about this exact thing. Huh?
The journey.
Yeah, the journey. You know, I don't want to get too deep. I only got 5 minutes, but it's also like, well, what comes along with the podcast is having to put yourself out there.
Oh, yeah, I can't even imagine.
I mean, and
I'd probably shit myself.
Well, just thinking about, you know, am I destined for instant success? And this is like from a comedian no one's ever heard of.
Sure.
So, I mean, I got a lot of gall. Sorry, and I'm not a narcissist. That's okay. Another thing I kind of want to play. So, and I'm talking about while I'm doing the podcast, I might give like a quick intro to that and be like, you know, but I'm not a narcissist. You know, I just love to hear, you know, edit my own voice for hours on end, week by week.
Somewhere in that podcast.
And interviewing people asking if I'm funny.
Sure.
And how can I be funnier and then still taking full credit.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Cool. That's good though. But about starting the podcast, it's more like, you know, I'm not narcissistic, but, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then bringing it back to my anxiety, it's like, oh, well, my family might hear this. And I can go, and I think I'm going to, like, might close. Like, you're putting yourself out there. You know, people are going to hear it. I'm not going to be over verbose or say anything that whatever I wouldn't say literally in public.
Sure.
Basically, you know, there's shit I could, but that's just not the style that I'm going for.
Right.
You know, but like most of the things in my family, we talk about is how tired we are and our allergies. You know,
mm-hmm.
I finally got a chuckle out of Bozzy this whole time. I'm not confident within the next hour to go up on
stage.
Well,
I'm being very critical.
No, you're being, I mean, no, you're fine. I'm doing a lot of talking too. I think I need to ask more opinions.
Yeah, making you think. That's
but
all.
My it's goal great. Is. I love it. Thank you. And just talking about those anxieties with the family. And there was a time like years ago where I posted a video on Facebook. Like, this is when I ended doing, like, social media.
Yeah.
Because, one, it was pointless for me, and this was also a stupid thing to do.
Right.
However, it was very innocent, and that was another incident where we were drinking at the old place, had some people in from, you know, the suburbs, the usual crew, most of the guys that you know, mm-hmm. one of which had walked out while I was doing these, like, kind of TikTok-y videos, like, 10 years ago. I was, like, trying to just cut them up to make these little clips. And they were hilarious.
Okay.
And then one walked out with a marijuana pipe.
Oh, and that just blew everything up.
I posted on Facebook. I didn't see said pipe because we were under the influence.
Right.
And
that's a great
and
story.
That was another 30, 40 calls.
Oh, that's a great story.
People coming downtown. I'm like, whoa. Pump the brakes here. Not that big of a deal. But that was still the anxiety of a 30 missed call morning.
Right.
So that's how I kind of want to tie it up is like talk about, you know, the intro, I'm at a bar, yada, yada, yada. You know, I have had some Sunday scaries from this place. Make it funny. This is going to sound, I hope it sounds better than it does now.
Right.
But I'm going to literally just whittle this down to a couple lines in the next 20 minutes and go from there. But yeah, the idea is bring it out with a little bit of anxiety. Talk about the first time I did an open mic, which I haven't gotten into, but I will later for the audience.
I mean, like, if you're talking anxiety, I mean, I the avenue that I would go is ask the crowd, you know, let me tell you what my anxieties are of waking up to 30 text messages, you know.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. And given the scenario.
Because of what I've been, well, like, because I'm missing.
Sure. This is the type of anxieties and why. I'm spitballing, but
no, I love it.
It's almost like, yeah, my anxieties are around me waking up on my buddy's couch with, or me posting something on Facebook and then having a small army headed my way, you know, stuff like
that. Okay, yeah, your goal. That's perfect.
Stuff like that, you know?
Hitters.
Right.
All right, you're going to be money. You will be a part of the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, absolutely.
So Bozzy will be a, we'll call him Boz.
Yeah, either works.
Excuse me. He'll be a rotating guest. The idea, too, is they have these folks in here. You know, I want different sensibilities and fresh ideas, but I also want, you know, the audience to get to know these guys. You'll get some funnier guys in there for sure. Well, we're all funny in our own right, That's the idea. I'm going to try to bring it in, start with the anxiety. I'll work on doing a couple of the quick hits.
Right.
Like you mentioned, we'll bring it into the NBA Jam tournament, waking up as such as that.
Now, do you have to fill the full five?
I don't think so. I mean, okay. What?
I mean, but your goal should be somewhere around
it. I'm going to try.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But no, if I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah. Just march off there.
Yeah. And get it's like you get the flashlight most of the time. Like, it's like I'm out because I had nothing else to say and I'm trying too hard.
Yeah.
But
no, I would just keep it personal, but you know, human. I don't know. Humanize it. You know, these are all real things. I mean, and especially for modern people that are going to be watching you, they can relate.
For sure, yeah.
You know, you're not going to get 50-year-olds sitting there, I don't think.
You never know, man. You know. The Oak has a very diverse crowd.
Oh, okay, maybe I misspoke, but...
Good crowd. Right. Solid crowd.
Solid. I'll have to see in person.
All right, Dan, that's going to be the set. I know this wasn't as structured as you time, wanted, baby. But I'll get better and... Look thank you again for joining me, and then we'll break it down, you know, after I do the set and see what happens from there. But
all right, pleasure.
Thanks for being the first go.
Yeah, give me a call when you need me next time.
I will, man. Yeah, maybe 2-3 weeks or something.
Yeah, all good. Till next time.
All right.
Wizard of Oz, solid feedback. Can't thank him enough, as I did probably 20 times throughout this recording. That said, I ended up bringing that material into the Irish Oak, the Joke at the Oak. They have a beautiful backroom setup run by Pat Truer, I believe is the pronunciation. It's a very intimate atmosphere, very well run. I believe there was 30 comedians throughout the night. I ended up being number 28. Not ideal, however, doesn't really make a difference for what we're trying to do here. And, you know, talking to Boz helped quite a bit, but I will say we cut it a little close, a little bit too close, and I think you're going to see why. One, I was not as prepared as I should have been. I was focusing so much on getting the audio, everything right, and the podcast, and just being sure that, you know, people are going to think it's funny. However, it's not good or funny if it doesn't work. And in the beginning, I kind of screwed up a few things, very simple fix, as well as him not knowing even why he was coming over. Definitely my fault there as a producer, you know, not bringing him completely up to speed. I told him I was going to send him an outline. I did not. I texted him, you know, later in the day being like, don't worry about it. Here's the outline. I thought I had talked to him the week previous about what this was all about, but hey, neither here nor there. He didn't remember, nor maybe I didn't tell him, but a little all over the place. It was our first interview, so I messed up words, literally, like I was saying things that might not make sense. I appreciate you all bearing with us, you know, as we get this thing off the ground, but either way, you know, it was fun, and you're going to see how not having a solid game plan is not the best practice when going into an open mic. All right. Feel free to fast forward because this is cringeworthy. Thank you.
Number 76, Mr. Timothy Mahoney!
All right, here we go.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's always nice to jump on an open mic after 3 years of performing at a bar that you've had some experiences in. You know, there's nothing like onset anxiety from, you know, just sitting where you are in the red hat there. I've had some experiences, didn't go so well. So I walked back in, not knowing that the Oak was the Irish Oak, and I'm losing my mind once again. But there we are on that, falling flat. And, yeah, first time I did an open mic, straight up, I went to a place, I'm sure a lot of you gentlemen here have been, gentlemen and ladies, and they had to spin a wheel, and it wasn't the best for like the first go around. I spin a wheel, I get crowd suggestion to the point where I never took the mic off the stand. I like hid behind the thing, just like allowing myself to be blinded by the light, not wanting to know if anyone was laughing, anything whatsoever. All right, so that didn't work either. But yeah, Irish Oak, actually, I've been coming here a while. That's why walking in and doing an open mic is a little bit odd for me. It's a place where I've done a lot of Cubs games, a lot of this, that, and the other. Actually, I met my wife, who used to work here, sitting right here in the front row. Any sympathy? All right, that helps. But with that said, we, you know, moving on, I did that open mic, and there's a lot of onset anxieties when walking in. I'm starting a podcast, which, there we go. An unknown, unfunny comedian starting a podcast. That's just what we need. But that market hasn't been flooded yet, so we'll see how that works out. But it kind of brings me back to, you know, doing that first open mic, but also just being a comedian, artist, whatever, screenwriter, this, that, and the other. It's like you're forcing yourself to put yourself out there. And now that's going to open up the family for knowing exactly how you think, as opposed to talking about allergies and how tired we are. All right. I thought allergies and tired was going to hit. It's getting late, I understand. When we're bombing, the thing about bombing is you just got to bring it back to the center. And so here's the other transition that I was going to try to segue on earlier. The thing about anxiety, I played an NBA Jam tournament the other day. Okay?
Yeah.
NBA Jam, it's a video game. It was Sega Genesis, a 16-bit classic. You guys will see their re-release one of these days when that's popular, when that gets popular. But I'm 36 years old. I probably don't belong playing in said NBA Jam tournaments where, you know, it was a beautiful setup, a fun day. However, when you're around kids, essentially, you know, 10 years younger, 15 years younger, whatever, you know, you're trying to keep up, stay pace, just drink like you used to in college, but that doesn't particularly work. So, that said, lost in the second round. However, I ended up blacking out drunk, and that doesn't happen quite often anymore at this age. I'm 36 years old, I'm married, and I am responsible. It doesn't happen often. However, it did, and the next thing I know, I'm at the Sunday AGM tournament, having the time of my life. I knew we lost in the second round. I knew we cost our team the game. I knew I cost our team the game. And from there, I literally wake up on my buddy's couch to 30 missed calls, 15 voicemails, 20 different text messages, the worst possible anxiety you can ask for if you know you're decently well-behaved. If you don't remember anything, you have people looking for you, you're literally missing at this point, just not reporting the police. It's never a good look. And it always kind of like brings me back to why I don't post on social media, why I don't do this, that, and the other. You know, it comes back to like, I'm starting a podcast, now my family's gonna hear this shit. Well, first go around, when I was posting stuff that I thought was funny, and it was like, I was in head of TikToks before TikToks even happened 10 years ago. We moved from posting that on Facebook on complete accident to having a bowl flash in a video, and I woke up to 30 missed calls, 15 text messages, and like whatever goddamn any voicemails. My family's gonna hear all this shit too, it's gonna be recording. The first bomb, it's always good to have some content. Thank you so much, I appreciate it.
All right.
Come on, wait.
Oh,
I'll try.
Right.
Okay, so coming off the stage, it was not the greatest experience. I had realized I bombed. I looked at you guys immediately, and just to bring you guys up to speed here, joined with me is Katie Potatoes, and full disclosure, Potatoes is my wife, so she was there, you know, for moral support, as well as to be nice to me after the fact. But welcome, Potatoes, to Open for Business. You are a married into part of the Better Business Bureau.
That's right. Hi, guys.
All right, Potatoes. So I realize a lot of things where they went wrong right off the bat.
Well, I have to say, I think you're being a bit hard on yourself.
Okay,
I think
thank you.
You need to remind yourself that this is your first time for real doing a stand-up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you had the spin the wheel thing, but this was legit standing up there first go around. So round of applause to you for that.
Okay. Well, Tatey's, thank you. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted you to be the first guest of the what we're going to call the comedic breakdown, you know, in some facet. But given that you will provide some moral support, and I had came out with the most cringy feeling in the world, and you and your friend that was thankfully there to also provide some support, were talking me off that ledge right off the bat. So what was your first feeling when I did walk off and you heard me say, oh boy, that didn't go so hot?
I thought you did well. I think that maybe the time setup, the time frame of everything, I think maybe if you just had a little more time to like get your set straight, it could have gone a lot better. But I still think you did great.
Well, thanks, Potaties. And that's another reason you're here is just, you know, to continue to fluff the downfall of the business on the first episode. No, I'm messing. But no, thank you. Thank you so much. And with that said, I realized in retrospect my talk with Wizard of Boz and the big mistake. And if you listen back, I was saying how perfect this is that we're doing this right before so that this is fresh. And he had came up with the one idea of, you know, yeah, gesture to an area of where you might have had an issue and then like the crowd can relate. Well, I immediately went with that idea and not blaming him. I thought it was a good idea, but I went with that. And the area I gestured was probably the four comedians that did the best throughout the night that honestly were just sticking around to be polite and listening to what I had to say. Comedians. And yeah, they, you know, I think that's the way that that entire world kind of works. But when I kind of saw their blank faces, I was like, oh no, here we go. This is a problem. It's not going well. My entire setup predicated off the entire, like the 30 text, 20 missed calls thing. And I tried to squeeze that in, I think, maybe a little bit too late.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Would you also agree, I went 28th out of 30 comedians throughout the night.
Don't think
I was probably the 29th worst performer there.
Oh,
I might
stop.
Have put myself up against one other dude.
No, I think you're being way too hard on yourself.
And, yeah, while it doesn't help going a little bit later, I was very impressed with the talent that actually showed up at Joke at the Oak on Wednesdays.
100%.
So those were a few notes I had, you know, right off the bat was lessons learned. 100% have to be more refined.
Well, and also I think no matter what you do in life, not to get philosophical.
No,
but
you
got to
be organized.
Improve. Well, you can always improve. And it's like if you're at the best, then you'd be having your own Netflix special. So there's always room to improve.
Yeah, and just pointed to the corner where the comedians all like killed. Like, and I was like, guys, right? You with me? And it was just some blank faces. And there, you know, people are polished. So I realized that as well. Like, I'm not going to these to also just wing it. That was never my plan. The time frame and the audio crunch, I learned is not going to be the way to bring out my best during the performances, you know, moving forward.
I agree.
And that was a major lesson learned there. What I could have also done differently, I think, is set up the beginning a little bit better. The NBA Jam tournament was supposed to be the focal point at the start, and then me posting things on social media, you know, 10 years ago was supposed to be the focal point at the end with the same result. And it was kind of, the idea was to tie it in together. You know, getting up there and when there's more comedians in the audience than an actual audience is a lot more scary than people that are out there just to have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I did learn from years ago. I when I did go up, it was very much the end of a sold out show, an audience that was already drunk and, you know, or well fed and you know what I'm saying? And they were there to laugh anyways. So I got a lot of like random giggles. And this time it was straight up comedians. And you were trying to laugh. I think one time I was my goal was like to look at you and pull myself back in, but you were videotaping the set and you had your own anxieties and nerves.
Right. Well, I was just nervous for you.
Of course. I mean, that's natural, Potaties. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
On another note. So that was the Joke at the Oak, Irish Oak. Now, to bring things, I wanted to keep this podcast somewhat evergreen, but to state the blatantly obvious, we're in a different time in our lives. Everyone literally is affected by this coronavirus scare, and the podcast was set to release here on March 17th. We're still doing so. However, the entire premise predicated on me going out performing live at various bars and clubs, and it doesn't look like that is going to be the case for at least a month, who knows how longer. Potatoes, what are your thoughts on this? And we're not trying to get, there's no in-depth coverage we're looking to say, but of course, I'm trying to start a podcast that is about going out and sharing open mics, which isn't going to happen for a while. How should I pivot on this? What am I going to do moving forward? Because I will release an episode each week. Now, what should I do?
Maybe we could do our own podcast. I don't know.
All right.
well, we'll see. I was going to say we can't really have guests come here.
No, I know.
Because we have to be
pretty quarantined at the moment.
You could live stream.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to figure it out, but I think the most important thing is everyone stay safe out there. Obviously, take care of each other. Take care of the people that you love. And we ask
elderly neighbors if they need help.
Elderly neighbors, everything. If people are going to the grocery store that are healthy, take care of each other. I can't say that enough. But we will figure out a way and means to release an episode. I do have the equipment. I have a lab that's in my living room ready to rock. And it will be somewhat on point, but I hope you enjoyed the first episode of Open for Business in this climate and atmosphere. Potatoes, do you have any parting words?
I was going to say, maybe this will turn into the Tim and Tatey show.
Well, yeah, we could do the Tim and Tatey show, and it could be on the same Open for Business production network, but we're going to revisit that in the coming weeks. But thank you, Potatoes, for joining me. Thanks for coming out on Wednesday night. And we'll see how this looks in the future, but thank you guys for listening. And that's the first episode.
The formula on Oh, now let's go. On me, Opie Trice, Emil hit him. Let's go. Oh, Trice, the giant, standing a 5'8 stature. Back with a second album supplying your fear factor. But Joe ain't the host, my nigga. You have access to the most noted flow on Shady's faction. I ain't being cocky, if so, accept my apology. Except, know I process my thoughts logically. First week sales, tops to toe from tsunami. But haters like to yell, it's the white boy behind me. But you couldn't inhale a flow that's more grimy. It would still prevail if another label signed me. Obi so timely, must Obi remind him. The first nigga to shine solo from the place you find him. Native Detroit, a ghetto reporter. Hit you with some heavy metal for supporting with your quarters. A little something different from the homie from Michigan. Basically, Obi's ripping on any instrument he's given. Come on. All I want is what's mine. I don't care who I hurt. Since they wanna know. All I want is what's mine. I don't care who I hurt. Since they wanna know. They wanna know. Four niggas in the whip, all foes say they ain't fucking with Trice shit. Somebody's lying, I'm undenying. Denying me means that the driver got influence over you on certain things. Be distinguished, just cause you ain't feeling his favorite MC don't mean you speak no English. Hop out the car, catch the bus. At least you be established as the man that you are. I hate to take it so far and so tedious, but niggas bleed like bitches, I'm truly believing this. Once a month, they wake up with a OB tampon inserted in they nuts. Give them the flux, cause my bucks is up. And no, this ain't eBay, so please be easy. Gotta be delusional to think OB is losing, yo. Let them get a whip of some shit, they quick to abuse it, though. Since they wanna know. All I want is what's mine. I don't care who I hurt. Since they wanna know. What's right in front of me. I'm in my dirt. Since they wanna know. All I want is what's mine. I don't care who I hurt. Since they wanna know. Peep with old selling when I hit him with Van Halen. But it's just the man from the ghetto rebelling. Rebel without a cause, I'm in them Superman drawers, running around in shack, mama had us living. Now your man's living an inch from truly killing him, all due to ambition, a gift given from the man who invented him. When the system screws just like Lil' Tim and him, but bless the child who maneuvers the senses then. Spitting venom had them same dudes interested in him. My vision's unlimited, music's my outlet. I rock an outfit for all the foul shit I witness. Make it my business to get a listener of one clear description. If you're hearing them, you will catch what I'm pitching. Guarantee it serve your addiction. Come on. They wanna know. Since they wanna know.